Hi everyone, I'm Declan and I'm delighted to be here at the Oscars with my co-host.
I'm Antoinette and today we've got John Travolta.
And we're delighted to be on the red carpet at this historic award ceremony in Bradford. Whoever thought we would be here?
This is BCB
106.6 FM.
Broadcasting to Bradford.
The world's first UNESCO city of film.
Quickly, quickly, grab. We've got Isla Firth, a proud Bradfordian here with us. A critically acclaimed film director. Isla, you must be delighted with your award for this fantastic movie, Sleepless in Saltaire. Tell us about the movie.
Yeah, I'm delighted. So, Sleepless in Saltaire is an action-packed thriller. And it's set back in 2018 at a time when a young mother played by the very talented Sami Ahmed moves to Saltaire with her young daughter. Things begin to get heated after an incident of bullying in school and the community close in on Sami's character, but they end up getting more than they bargained for.
Sounds brilliant. I won't reveal too much, but I have seen a sneak preview and I loved it. Obviously, Isla, you must be delighted with your award. And I know you might have seen in the media the past few days that people have been critical that all the nominees were actually women. Do you think it's time that we started opening the door for more men to receive such awards?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to see more young male directors emerging, and there are definitely some exciting young male directors beginning to break through. So it's certainly something that we're working on to try and encourage these talented young men to feel empowered to take on a directing role.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to jump in there and cut you out because we've just seen the famous Sami herself. You've mentioned her, we've got her here. Sami, how do you feel about the Oscars being held in Bradford for the first time ever?
Oh my God, it's like a dream come true because I was born and brought up in Bradford. I've been acting worldwide and I'm actually so glad that finally I'll be able to come back to my hometown and celebrate the Oscars here. It's absolutely amazing environment. Everyone's very excited and I can't wait for more amazing events hosted in Bradford.
Oh, I've just spotted Kim as well, quickly. Hi, Kim. Kim is the fantastic choreographer.
Great to have you here. How challenging was the choreography on such an epic film? Dancing on the cobbles in Saltaire could not have been easy, right?
Oh, no, it was quite easy for me. I mean, I've done some harder things before, but so far, I think this was the most easiest I've ever done. Even like back at home in Germany, that's where I've done it before. And it was like I got used to it. It's like it's easy, it's nothing for me, like it's nothing serious, so I think it was like the most easy experience.
And now we've got the most exciting thing yet to come, John Travolta. But before that, someone not quite as exciting, the Prime Minister.
I'm sure the Prime Minister would beg to differ. Hello, Prime Minister, how are you?
Very pleased to be here. And before anybody says anything else, I just want to thank everybody here in Bradford for so kindly hosting us while we do our national tour. 10 years ago, as you know, the Houses of Parliament collapsed due to lack of investment. We're still rebuilding them, and we're touring around all the big cities in the country, and Bradford's been the best place we've ever been to.
That's fantastic to hear. Yes, it is a shame about London at the moment, but hopefully it'll see a revival. So what do you think has led to Bradford being the European capital of film, Prime Minister?
Well, back in 2018, the leadership of Bradford set out a vision for how the city should evolve. That Bradford should be pioneering, Bradford should be confident, and Bradford needs to be connected. Now, the first two items, pioneering and confident, that was up to Bradford to do that, and that's happened. The connectivity is where we in national government have made the biggest difference. There are three things that have happened. First was putting in the direct rail link to London. Second was Bradford International Airport. And the third was the key decision in 2019 not to leave Europe. That has really helped the European film industry engage in investing in this critical community.
That's really interesting. But, you know, education plays a big part and giving people the skills locally. Could you tell us a bit about how education has changed and supported the big changes in Bradford film industry?
Yeah, we've certainly seen Bradford College just become an amazing centre for film throughout Europe. And the diversity of the community that is here in Bradford, that's just an incredibly fertile place for every filmmaker to come.
That sounds fantastic. And how has this affected the rest of the country? Surely it's good for the economy, right?
What's been brilliant for Bradford has been somewhat challenging for London. It's amazing how many film companies have just moved straight up here. They really see the London as the old centre of film, not the current centre of film. And that's challenging. We're having to deal with a lot of urban renewal problems in London. But thankfully, all the tax revenues we're getting out of Bradford and the film industry here, that's helping subsidise what we need to do down south.
Yes, hopefully London will catch back up again at some point in the near future. Fantastic to talk to you, Prime Minister, but I'm afraid we're going to have to stop you there because John Travolta is here. Hi, John Travolta.
Hey, man. It's great to see you.
John, we never thought we'd see you in Bradford. Tell us why you've come to Bradford.
Well, it's, you know, at 96 years old, it's great to be anywhere, but I like to be here in Bradford. And it all goes back to 2018 when I visited Bradford for the first time on Leader's Quest. And our leader there was a guy named Eric Levine, and he took us through this deep study of health and energy. And it was a 16-point scale exam, and I scored 0 out of 16 on it. And I thought, I need to change my life. It was time to move from LA to Bradford. The next thing was Eric introduced me to Dr. John Wright of the Born in Bradford investigation. As you know, he's been doing this longitudinal study for Bradfordians now for almost 75 years. And in that time, life expectancy for Bradfordians has gone from well below the national average to well above. So I've been following his, you know, nutrition and food and visiting the Whitewell Spa. And, you know, here I am. I'm sprightly. You will have seen me in my most recent movie, Grease 2048. And I dance better than I did in the first one. Don't you think?
We all think that's right. Fantastic to have you here, John. And is it right that you've invested in Bradford's film economy?
Well, absolutely. It's where it's all happening with the young people. And I'm a young 96-year-old. I've invested in Bradford, and everybody's invested in Bradford. One of the things that's great is I can fly my plane quite easily between Bradford International and Los Angeles. So that makes a big difference.
That's fantastic to hear, John. I think we all have appreciated Bradford International Airport and looking forward to seeing you around more. Okay, I think we're going to end there with a track from the film, which I'm sure you're all very excited to hear. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all my amazing guests. And enjoy the track.
This is BCB
106.6 FM.
Broadcasting to Bradford,
the world's first UNESCO City of Film.